Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Jason Puma. I understand we had temperatures near 90 yesterday, and it was pretty hot Monday, pretty hot Sunday as well. Are we going to start to see some heat relief today?
We are going to see some heat relief today. We're seeing a cold front move across central Indiana today, and that's going to give us a 50% chance of some showers across the area as it moves through, but it will bring us that cooler air. Today, we're only expecting highs right around 80 degrees, and as we go on through the rest of the work week and into the early part of the work weekend, we'll see high temperatures only in the lower 80s.
So when you talk about rain chances, what parts of the state do you think maybe have the best chance of getting rain today?
Best chances for rain today will be along and south of the I-70 corridor. As we speak early this morning, the cold front is kind of across just north of Indianapolis, say between Indianapolis and Lafayette up towards Kokomo, and it'll be slowly sagging southward across the state as the day goes on. So as that front makes its way further south, we'll have drier air working in from the northwest as the day progresses.
So we have seen areas get rain over the weekend, a little bit last night. That's probably a very welcome sight to a lot of farmers. I know we've been dealing with some drought. Have you guys seen some drought conditions improve over these last few days for some people?
The rain is certainly helpful. The folks at the Drought Monitor really monitor those things as far as the drought has been going, but like you mentioned, the rain certainly helps the situation considerably, and we have seen a little few things green up across the area, but we may not be out of the woods yet.
But then we also, too, have some of these pop-up storms that can get heavy pretty quick and floodwaters start to rise. Have you guys seen anything like that in other areas of the state where flooding has been an issue?
Yes, we've had some isolated flooding across parts of central Indiana as this front is sagging south. And like you mentioned, this is a very warm and humid air mass, and it's very proficient at creating brief heavy rain, and the flow aloft isn't that quick, so the storms tend to be slow movers. So if you get underneath one of these heavy rainers that's moving slowly, it could result in a brief period of flooding across the area. And we've had to issue a few aerial flood warnings for different parts of central Indiana over the past day or so.
Okay. And then I know this is well outside your guys' range a little bit, but for our neighbors to the south with all the flooding that's been going on with Kentucky, do you guys see anything maybe easing up for them? We know Indiana Task Force One is there helping them out. Anything that might be in the way of relief for them anytime soon?
Well, in the area in eastern Kentucky, we don't really see as much, any heavy rain going to be occurring in that area. The front will be going across there eventually, probably later tonight and into tomorrow. But at this time, it's too early to say whether that'll be a heavier rain in those prospective areas.
All right. Well, that's all I've got. Jason, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, that's it.
All right. He's Jason Puma with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Jason, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Have a good one.